Well, we're so glad to have you with us here today on Return to the Word. Hope you'll stay with us as we're going to be talking about counseling, biblical counseling in Africa. We have one of our guests from the IABC conference who is still with us here. And Henry, I cannot pronounce your last name again. Come on into the microphone a bit and pronounce your last name for me.
My last name is Henry C.S. C.S. is my last name.
C.S. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to have you here with us. And I don't know, folks, you may have some difficulty in understanding everything Henry says, just like they would have if I go to Liberia and try to speak in their language. They're going to have a hard time understanding me. But Henry's from Liberia and came to go to seminary up at Central Baptist Theological Seminary in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And came down to be with us for the IABC conference, which we had last weekend. What a fabulous conference that was.
Yes.
Oh, Henry, we got to meet so many wonderful new people. There was the pastor and his wife from Tokyo Baptist Church.
Yes.
I've been in contact with them twice since they got back to Tokyo. And they are so excited about getting the biblical counseling movement going in Japan. And I know that this is on your heart for Liberia as well.
Yes.
So welcome. It's good to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Aaron. I'm happy and it's an appreciation to the body here to have me here on air and to discuss the issue of biblical counseling in Liberia. And it's my own habit. That is why I'm here and it's just studying at Central Seminary and to carry the essence of biblical counseling in that post-war country.
Amen. And you know, folks, if you don't know what's going on or has gone on in Liberia, they've just come out of a civil war. And it is a difficult, tragic situation over there. And the Muslim movement is moving now into Liberia at a great rate.
Yes.
You were telling me last week, I think it was, that it used to be the Muslim population was about 20%, and now it's moved up to about 50% of the population. Is that about right?
Yes, it's about 50% of the population, and the Muslims use strategies by getting married to our daughters, and when they get married, then all of the children become Muslim, and their wives become Muslim. But from the onset, they will say that we can stay to your religion, and we will stay to ours, but do compromise that they see the danger of it, and they later become a Muslim because they are literally forced into it, and the children are automatically become Muslim. So that is the process they use, and they are growing.
And here in Liberia, it is a tragedy because if you understand the founding of the nation, actually took place from the slaves who had been brought over against their will from Africa to America, and then they went back and founded the nation of Liberia in about
1847. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
1847, we became a nation, and the Declaration of Independence was signed in the Pilgrim Baptist Church in Liberia. And let me say this briefly, that we want to recognize President Jim Monroe. Jim Monroe was the one that gave the first grant for the free slave to go to Liberia. And because of that, the capital city of Liberia was named after Jim Monroe.
Yeah, Monrovia. There.
Monrovia.
That's right. And, you know, there were initially Christians among those who went back. Is that correct?
Yeah, there were Christian. The American Colonization Society, which is the organization that formed, put the free slave together, was a Christian organization. It was headed by Christians. It was a philanthropic organization that headed by Christians. And the first letter was written by Jim Monroe, recognizing the organization. And he also wrote the then Chief Justice during his term. So it was a Christian organization.
So is the background in Liberia, or was it at one point considered a Christian nation?
Yes, it was considered as a Christian nation. If you have the chance to do your own research, you will see it. The first flag that First Liberian flag had a cross in it.
Mm-hmm.
The capital city was then named Christopoli after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things have the Christian foundation. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, the Declaration of Independence was signed in Pilgrim Baptist Church. So it was all. This is why we say in Liberia that Liberia was founded on Christian principles.
Yes.
And,
But in recent years, just as has happened in many nations across the world, those who at one point did consider themselves Christians now have bought into the idea of psychology as the way to deal with the issues of the heart. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, what are some of the problems that people are dealing with in Liberia that they would take to a counselor?
Some of the problem is that, first of all, Liberia is a poor nation, mm-hmm. and people are striving to get rich. And how can they get rich? They sort of go to psychology, or sometimes they go to some soothsayer to decide their fate. Mm-hmm. And besides that, talk about child rearing, how do they raise their children? You know, it's not on a biblical principle. Most of them, it's on psychology. They depend on the psychologist to tell them how children can be read, mm-hmm. and because of that, the issue of disciplining your children through not sparing the law mm-hmm. is being thrown away, so people do not beat their children again. So psychology has told them that you can talk to your child and not go into the heart issue that we talk about in the Bible. And also marriages, people promoting the aspect of divorce, you know, mm-hmm. you can get divorced, and the Bible frowned at that. See, these kind of issues.
So these are the same issues that we face here yeah. in America. It's the same thing. And folks, the reason is because people are people wherever you go. It just doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. People are the same. The same sin issues that we have right here. But what we're seeing happen, and we talk with people from around the world, we're seeing this in Europe. Henry, when I've had the opportunity to visit Europe, I see the reliance more and more on psychology in churches rather than the scriptures. When we talk with our missionaries from England, it's the same thing. They rely upon psychology rather than the Bible to try to deal with their issues. We see it in Germany. We see it in Eastern Europe. We find out in Tokyo. I don't know if you got to talk with the pastor there, but he was telling me that the suicide rate in Japan is, I forgot how many, it's like 36,000 a year in Japan commit suicide because of depression and because of a lot of the social issues. He said that in the Christian circles, that they are turning to psychology more than they're turning to the Bible. Is that what you're seeing happen there as well?
It's what's happening right now in Liberia, because United Nations would not promote biblical counseling. Mm-hmm. United Nations has most of the money that support the organization that carry on the counseling program for ex-combatants. Before I left 2005, the United Nations gave this statistic that it disarmed 64,000 plus ex-combatants, and they tried to infuse them into the community. And who do the work is the United Nations that does the work. I had the opportunity to serve the LORC, Liberia Opportunity Industrialization Center, mm-hmm. as the head counselor for the Monrovia branch. It's what got to my heart to start the issue of biblical counseling, because there, they never permitted us to use the Bible to counsel. And like I said the last time, the psychologist deal with self, and biblical counseling deal with you through Jesus Christ. So you have your allegiance to Jesus Christ and not to the counselor or not to the psychologist, you know. So that is the problem. So right now, United Nations has the money. They fund all counseling-related organization. So, and they demand that you do directly psychological counseling.
Yeah, because, again, they're going to discount anything from the Word of God.
And let me say quick, and those people that we rehabilitate, after some time, when they have this flashback, they come back to us and insult us and abuse us. So that means they have not been rehabilitated, because they cannot place their loyalty to God. Yeah. You know. So when they get weaker, they go back to their guns. So this is why we have little upcoming of riot and things. Just recently, the executive mansion was put on fire in Liberia. But they've seen God, because they are not pleased with certain things, so they are not very rehabilitated.
No, their hearts are not changed.
Their hearts are not changed.
And the only way that that happens is through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit working. Folks, this is one of the things that we try to share with people around the world, is that the only way that you can really change a person, the only way their life can really be changed, their character really be changed, is through the power of God, through His Word, through the Holy Spirit. And we see psychology now. The United Nations is totally comfortable with psychology. And they say no Bible can be used in the counseling. Well, that's not much different from what we're seeing in many of the seminaries here in America, where they say we're very comfortable with psychology, but don't use the Bible. Henry, there's a seminary that I'm familiar with that they have told their students, you may not pray with your people.
Look at that.
You can't even pray with them. I'm saying, why would you call this Christian then? I mean, the secular psychologist, he won't pray with them either. What's the difference?
They are compromising their faith. That's the first thing we have to look at, you know. Mm-hmm. And people try to compromise a lot in the world as a whole. And like the institution that I told you about, and it was founded by a Baptist pastor. And because he doesn't have the money to fund the institution, so since the United Nations is funding the institution, he has to compromise with the United Nations. So it's the issue of compromising, the issue of accommodating other ideology to certify men.
Mm-hmm.
And if the organization or if the thought is man-related, then you come short. I think Dr. Ram talked about that during the workshop when he was talking about faith and feeding, you know,
mm-hmm.
where people are human-centered and not God-centered.
Well, that's what we see happening in so many psychologists and so many seminaries. Now, I know you are attending at Central Theological Seminary up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and our program is heard over WCTS there. They have been so kind to us to broadcast Return to the Word for these years. And Henry, of course, I know Thomas Zimpel there at Central Theological Seminary. He is a wonderful servant of God who I have so much respect for, and I thank God for him. He has presented biblical counseling now for some time there, and I know at Central Theological Seminary that's the position they take, that God's Word is more than enough to deal with any issue of life. Am I right? Isn't that their position?
That is the position of Central, and I want to thank God for Central, most especially, like you said, for Dr. Zimpel and Dr. Jean Juvenile. These two people are the root of the counseling program.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we do should be biblically derived, you know, in our work and whatsoever. It should be proven from the Bible. And I really thank God for them because, like I said, I was not too strong in the Word of God when it comes to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And although I had the desire when I read J. Adams' book on competent to counseling, you know, when he stressed that whenever you are counseling somebody, you should, if they are not Christian, you should lead them to the Word of God.
Right.
And when I came to Central, they emphasized that a lot. And all of our research and everything should be biblical based. And we see sometimes we compare and contrast, but the Bible has the final authority.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Henry. And again, your last name, you're going to write it down for me because I can't get it right.
Henry Sia.
Sia.
S-C-E-R-E. C-E-R-E.
All right, I'll get it down here, folks. Give me a time, and I'll try to practice this before we come back. Talking with Henry about counseling in Africa and Liberia, and I want to ask him when we come back about his interest in the International Association of Biblical Counselors, why he came here, and what he'd like to see happen in his own land. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Return to the Word. We're talking today about counseling in Africa, and one of the things that breaks my heart is that across this world, America has polluted the spiritual life of so many by sending psychologists instead of theologians, instead of Bible teachers. Let me tell you what happened years ago, Henry. This was in the southern part, in near South Africa, Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and those areas. And there was a friend of mine who was a missionary over there. And the missionaries were feeling exhausted, tired, spiritually worn out. And so they called their mission and they said, would you send to us a Bible teacher? Because we're exhausted. We just need some refreshing. And he told me, he says, can you imagine how discouraging it was to us when the plane landed and out of the plane climbs a psychologist for us. Wow. He said, they sent us a psychologist to try to deal with our spiritual problems. He said, we just wanted someone to come and open God's word to us and just to refresh our souls. And that is happening, folks, across the world in missionary regions. We've seen this happen with some very fine mission organizations. And I have to tell you, some of these groups are doing a wonderful job. I was always shocked when a group that I know that they translate the scriptures into other languages, and they've had a wonderful ministry where their own people, their own missionaries, are always turned over to psychologists if they have a problem. They don't turn them over to... I actually had some of these missionaries come back to their board, and they said, could we go for biblical counseling? They wanted to come to our center here. And their board said, no, you cannot. We will not allow you to go to a biblical counselor. Now, these are people who are trying to translate the Bible. And they were told, no, you can't go to a biblical counselor. So is it any wonder that those in those lands would look at a missionary like that and say, what have you got to tell me? What do you have to offer me if you can't solve your problems with your God and the Word of God? Then what do you have to tell me? What would you say?
Well, Pastor, Ed, seriously, let me make you to understand. When the missionary leaves from here, they like a law and gospel. They whatever they say is the final, and our people look at them. So, if the missionary leaves from here with the idea of psychology, and they get back to Liberia, mm-hmm. and whatever they say, our people are going to take it.
They're going to accept it because they consider the missionary the authority.
The authority. You know, so this is why we thank God for the kind of training we have here as a native of this land to go by and make the people understand the Bible is the final authority.
Yes.
And nothing else.
That's the heart cry of IABC, the International Association of Biblical Counselors. And I know now we have about 16 countries represented with IABC. Okay. And now, I guess 17 with Liberia, because
exactly so.
You are wanting to associate with the International Association. Tell us why you came here to join with us during this conference and why you want IABC to be involved in your ministry.
First of all, look at IABC name, international.
Mm-hmm.
So if IABC claim to be international, they have to reach everywhere. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because other organizations that are aware about is national.
Yeah.
So the possibility of living for national, it takes a different time. So that's the first thing. And IABC is an international organization that promotes the Bible,
mm-hmm.
nothing else. So I am attending a seminary that promotes the Bible, and I want to see how better I can associate with an organization to see how better biblical counseling can be rooted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a paper on biblical counseling, the essence of biblical counseling in Liberia,
yes.
a case study for a post-war country.
Amen.
You know, so these are the things I want to sensitize our people on the issue of biblical counseling. And let me just inject a little bit again. Like I said in one of my conversations with you, Liberia now have a two school of thoughts, the restorative justice and the retributive justice. Where do we stand? Where does forgiveness thing. What does the Bible say about forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
We have to sensitize our people in the peace process.
Mm-hmm.
The peace process should be built on the Word of God,
yeah.
which will be authentic, which will be established, which will be rooted on the divine grace of God.
Amen.
And then we will have the heart of forgiveness. That's part of what has happened. God said, vengeance belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
think about that, folks. Here's a nation that's been in civil war.
For 14 years.
14 years. And they're saying, here's Henry saying, no, we want to teach people how to forgive according to God's word so that we can become one people once again.
That's, yeah.
Well, I know that you have a desire for IABC to help train, and I know that we have numbers of people in our organization that will be more than willing to come. We've got, for instance, right now, one of our IABC affiliates out of Chicago is training counselors in Ethiopia. And now we'll have folks who will be coming to Liberia. When you get back there next year, we're going to try to set up with you some kind of a conference or some kind of training program where we can go and teach your students along with you the sufficiency of God's word so that they will be able to take to their people in their counseling centers instead of trying to deal with depression through drugs.
Yes.
And through psychology is to teach them how to trust in God, the sovereignty of a holy God. I mean, there's so much power in that, so much joy in that. And so we're going to go and try to share things like this. I don't know if you saw this today, Henry, in the news. They've come out, finally have admitted that antidepressants are addictive. Now, for years, they've been telling us that they're non-addictive.
Exactly so.
And so people have been just snarfing them down just like candy. You know, they've just been taking them saying, oh, this is great. Well, now they're finding out that these are very addictive. Well, we knew that. We've been telling people for the last 12 years, these are addictive drugs. And people looked at us and they said, well, you're exaggerating. I said, I'm not exaggerating. I'm seeing the results of these drugs in people's lives. We have some people in our church who have been on drugs for 20 and 30 years, and they're literally now their bodies, they're incapable of moving very well because of the drugs.
Yeah. And this is why some of them have the desire to go back, because in the nation, psychology all goes along with the drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, and these guys who were active in the 14-year civil crisis, they are on drugs.
Yeah.
Their brain had been fried of drugs.
Literally.
You know? So we have to tell them, this is the solution.
Yes.
This is where we can go. Like I told you, I gave you an example. I was serving as a counselor in a rehabilitation center. United Nations promised this guy that would be rehabilitated some funds that he's supposed to get every month. And there you not give that money when the month ends. They insult you, they do everything. So if this man was relying on the word of God, he would trust the people that he's working with.
Yeah.
You see? So their brains have been fried, and we have to go there to rescue them through the grace of
Amen.
God, not by our own power,
Amen.
I believe. You know.
Well, Henry, I'm excited that you share with us the concept and the conviction that God's Word is more than enough to deal with all the issues of our soul. That if God is able to take us to heaven because of the Lord Jesus Christ and because of His Word, how much more can He help us even now in this life as well? We don't have to wait in order to find freedom. Now, folks, you may not, well, most of you don't know that Henry had to leave his wife and daughter in Africa, in Liberia, while he's here training. And his little 5-year-old daughter is over there with his wife and a 7-month-old daughter that he has never seen yet. And so I want you to remember to be praying for Henry that God would give him the strength, because he's got to go from now until, I think you graduate in May, is
May,
it?
Yeah, May next year, by the grace of God.
Yes, and so still a long path for him. But let's be praying for him that God would give him strength to be able to see this through. And then he's going to be going back home. Some wonderful person has brought him over here to give him the training and has sponsored him. But then he'll be going back to take these truths to his own people. We encourage you to be praying. And I'm going to spell Henry's last name. And it's pronounced Seer. S-C-E-R-E.
Yes.
And it's Henry. And I would like you to put that on your prayer list, if you would, and remember him, that God would give him strength and that God would comfort his wife and his children while he's away, that he'd protect them. And then as Henry goes back, that God would empower him through his word to be able to share the message that God's Word is more than enough to deal with depression and anger and bitterness and hatred and civil war and all of these things. God's Word is more than enough to deal with raising your children. God's Word is more than enough to help marriages stay together and prosper and succeed. God's Word is more than enough. That's what this message is all about. Any of you who would like to help out in Henry's ministry, and if you'd like to encourage him, if you want in any sense to help, even in a financial way, you can contact us here at Return to the Word. If you would like to contribute to his ministry in any way, you can send us right to Return to the Word. You can send a gift to Henry Seer, S-C-E-R-E. And every dollar of that, every penny of that will go directly to him. We will not retain anything, because we just want to be faithful in the gifts that God gives his children. And so some of you may feel led today, say, you know, I would like to support this man. I'd like to encourage him, and I'd like to be able to help him as he gets his training completed, as he goes back to Liberia. We want to encourage him. We want to help him. Then we would like to encourage you to join with us in that. And you can put that on the notation on the bottom of your check or anything you send. Put down Henry Seere, S-C-E-R-E, in the memo, and that will go directly to Henry's training, and then as he goes back, then to establishing biblical counseling there in Liberia. Henry, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Ed, and I pray that God bless the ministry too, that we can work together and see how biblical counseling can be rooted in Liberia.
Amen. Thank you, Henry, so much. Folks, if you'd like a copy of today's program, feel free to give us a call later on. We'd be glad to get that to you in CD or cassette form. And also, we are finally able to stream this once again live. We were having difficulty with that. It's streaming once again live. You can download the program later on today from our website at returntotheword.org. And we hope you'll do that. Tell your friends about this program all across the country, that more and more people will hear that God's Word is more than enough to deal with every issue of life. God bless you. See you again tomorrow, same time, here on Return to the Word.